Hi there, and welcome to Adventures with Jesus today. I'm recording this at night and I'm tired. I have been working really hard at my day job and then working really hard at this entrepreneurial journey. But I felt to share, particularly tonight. I'm like, Lord, I should do this in the morning when I'm fresh. And he said, no, now's the time to be real, because this is what real life looks like, right? And I'm going to give you some practical tools that we have learned on this journey. We're walking through this right now. What does it look like to go on hard journeys with Jesus? And how does he help you in the midst of it, right? Because there are, whatever journey you're on, whether it's the entrepreneurial journey for us, or the journey of being a parent, the journey of being married, the journey of being at a job, the journey of looking after somebody who's not very well, all sorts of journeys that we're all on in our lifetime, they can be hard. And sometimes the lie that we believe is that the journeys can be too hard for Jesus to help us with, right? So we're going to just share some practical tips that we're going through now that you'll be able to apply to your life too, to help you on the journey that you're on. And we get to see that no journey is too hard for Jesus to come on with us, or too difficult for him to come on with us. So the first thing I wanted to talk about was this thought that the enemy can bring to us sometimes of, oh, the reason that the journey you're on is hard or difficult is because you weren't created for it. You're just not cut out to be able to do this thing. For us, particularly on this journey of starting a business, is there's constant little lies that come in of, oh, Lisa, you're just not a business person, or the two of you weren't created to be able to start something new. Just go and work for somebody else. Just all of these lies that come in. You don't have enough wisdom to do this. You don't know how to do this. Just constant little ways that try to make the journey look too difficult. And as we have come across these lies, and this can be, you know, you're not cut out to be a parent. You're not cut out to make friends with people. You just suck at long-term relationships, or you're not supposed to be successful enough. All sorts of lies that the enemy generally brings to us. It says that we're not good enough, and we just weren't created to do this, right? But Jesus comes alongside us, and he tells us that he actually is with us and created us to be able to do the things that we're here to do. And there's constant help from heaven to be able to do the things that are the desires of our heart. And as I was talking this through with him, I said, Lord, what does it mean? Because there are some things that we're not created to do, and there are some things that are, you know, they're not in our skill set. They're not, you haven't put us together certain ways. Personality tests will tell us that. The passions we have for things or not for things will tell us that, right? And he said to me, Lisa, as long as you're doing something that's the desire of your heart, you know, because he says that he'll give us the desires of our hearts, and he's the one that put them there in the first place. He says, as long as you're doing something that's the desire of your heart, and in our case, that is to be the teachers we were created to be and take the journeys that we go through in life and share them with other people too, because over the years, all of the coaching that France and I have done and the teaching that we've done has helped so many people hearing our stories, right? And so that's what it's in line with the desire of our hearts. So the things that are difficult to do along the way are just showing us the way, right? So that's the first thing he said, is remember that if you're following a desire of your heart, then even though it's difficult, I'm with you and I'm going to help you through it. The second thing he said to me, one of the lies that I believe is, and that we can believe is, oh, Jesus did everything on the cross, and now it's up to my effort. I can take hold of everything that heaven has for me, but now I need to go and study, and I need to employ effort, and I need to work hard. I need to, you know, it's up to me to make this thing successful. And there's a measure of truth in that. The Bible's very clear that you earn your, the hardworking person earns their wages, the lazy person doesn't. All of that, but I think the lie that we believe and the mistake that we make is thinking that it's all in our own effort, right? And that it's all up to us, that he did his piece, now we get to do our piece, and they're not the same. But Jesus says to us specifically in a verse that completely saved my life, Philippians 2:13 and Philippians 4:13, and the one says, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. And that Christ actually means the anointing, the power of God that he sends that enables us to do things, right? So we're not trying to do it in our own effort. Jesus did what he did, and now there's power available in Christ, in Jesus, to be able to do the things that he's created us to do. And then the verse that really touches me and is one of my staple life verses is Philippians 4:13. And the Amplified says, I'm going to try and remember it. It says, not in your own strength. Right. So it's specifically telling you, not in your own strength, for it is God who is all the while effectually at work in you. It's God that's working in us, and it's effective, right? His work in us is effective. It's God who is all the while effectively at work in you, energizing and creating in you both the power and the desire. So he's energizing us, and he's creating in us both the power to do things and even the desire to do things. Creating in us the power and the desire to do the things that delight his heart. That's, I'm paraphrasing. But he actually gives us the ability and the desire and the power to do the things that will put a smile on his face, because they agree with the desires he's put in our heart in the first place. And we get to do them with him. So he promises us in his word that it wasn't just something Jesus did on the cross there, and now we have to do it in our own effort here. He's saying, because of what I did on the cross, you now get to do this with the Holy Spirit, and he's with you each step of the way. And you don't even need to do it in your own strength, because he's going to create in you both the power and the desire to will, that's it, to will and to work for his good pleasure and satisfaction and delight. What an amazing goal to work to. It's like, Lord, we're doing this for your good pleasure and your satisfaction and your delight, and you're helping me to do it. What an amazing deal. Wow. And then one of the third lies that we believe is, if you come across a roadblock, oh, that means I mustn't be doing it. I mustn't be doing it. No, there's a roadblock, so this is the sign that I'm not supposed to be going this direction. But you know, if we're doing what the desire of our heart is, if we're realizing that we are going to face some things and we need the strength of the Lord to help us through this, then he said to me one day, Lisa, roadblocks are actually not stopping stones. They're stepping stones. That these roadblocks that we come up against, obstacles we come across, are actually ways to help us to go, huh, oh, Lord, this isn't working. What are you trying to teach me? What are you trying to show me? What upgrading character do I get to have? What are you thinking about this? How do I get to think differently about it? So they're actually just, they don't stop you. They just pause you and you go, oh, Lord, what do I get to learn here so that this is a stepping stone to my future? That it actually helps to lead me along the road, and another stepping stone and another stepping stone. So the roadblocks that we think are there to stop us are actually divine setups to help us to go the direction that God wants us to go, creating us the character. I remember somebody saying one day, he doesn't pray, Lord, give me $1 million. He says, Lord, help me to be the type of person who can steward $1 million well. And I was so blown away by that. And that is so God's heart. It's not to just give us a whole lot of money or whatever it is that we're praying for, but to actually be able to say to us, hey, let me help you to be the kind of person who stewards this thing that I want to give you well, so that you're not worshiping it instead of me, so that you're not relying on it instead of me, so that it's not the thing that you worship or get your identity from instead of me. He's so kind. He won't let us do those things that'll hurt us. He says he never puts on us more than we can be. And he creates our character and helps us to bear more. And as he does, then we're able to bear more, right? So I wanted to encourage you that these things that can sometimes look like they're a hard journey are actually way easier when we do them with Jesus. When we partner with him, when we remember the truth instead of lies. So even though I'm tired tonight, because we are working hard at stewarding what God's given us, taking this desire of our heart and go, okay, Lord, help us to bring this desire to pass. Going through the stopping stones and making them stepping stones, being developed in our character. He's helping us to get rid of lies, to believe the truth instead, to stand on the word instead of letting the hard work stop us. You know, all of these things, he's helping and developing us as we go. And as we're doing this, we're seeing how things that look too hard, that can actually stop us from doing what he's called us to do, are way, way easier when we do them with him. So I wanted to share a story of what happened. The one year I was at church, and we were in the middle of worship, and I was singing, but I was frustrated with God. And thank God we can be real with him, right? He's big enough to take anything that we're going through, and he knows we're going through it, and he's with us in it. So I said to him, Lord, I want to know what I'm here to do. I want to know what my purpose is. I want to know, why was I created? And he must have just smiled at me and said, it's okay, I understand your frustration, so let me tell you. And he said something to me that was so interesting. He said, Lisa, all I need you to do is to show up. So I'm very interested in taking the word of God, what it says in the Bible, prophetic words, whatever you get, and going, Lord, how do you practically walk that out? What does that mean in my life? So I said, Lord, how do I show up every day? What does that look like? And he said, I've given you free will, and all I need you to do is to say yes. Is to my invitation to do life with me every day. Your power lies in whether you say yes to my invitation or no to my invitation. What will you decide? Because you're free to decide whatever you choose to, but I really hope that you choose to come with me, right? In Deuteronomy it says, I lay before you blessings and cursings. Choose blessings so that you may live. And so this is the invitation he gives us each day. So I said, okay, Lord, so literally, what does that mean? Does it mean I get to wake up every morning and go, oh, Lord, I say yes to you today? And he said, that's it. And that's really where Adventures with Jesus was born, was in Adventures with Jesus today, right? Is that every day we get to wake up and say, Lord, I give you my yes. I am showing up today. And, you know, some days we have 10% to give because we haven't slept very well, or we had nightmares, or we're tired or whatever, and we wake up and you feel like you got out the wrong side of bed and you're in a bad mood and nothing's working and you're like, yeah, and you've only got 10% to give. And I said, Lord, you know, what do we do on days like that? Because typically we just feel bad, like, Lord, I didn't get up early enough to pray because I didn't sleep well enough, so I just slept in and now I feel bad about it, you know, all of these things that are common to all of us. And he said to me, Lisa, as long as I have your yes, if you bring your 10%, I will top up the other 90. And together we'll go out as 100%, because I said I'm always with you, right? And it's not on your own strength. And if you let your light shine, then I'll shine through you, right? So, and he said, and then on days when you wake up and you're like, yes, I'm ready to go and I got it all. He said, if you come with your 80%, then I'll top up the other 20%. And together we'll go out at 100%. So there's this invitation and promise each day that us and God get to go out in 100% and just fully show up. And he said to me, Lisa, let me make you a promise. And this is a promise in the word. If you will show up, then I will show off through your life. Isn't that the most beautiful thing? That's Matthew 5:16 with feet on, right? I can't remember it now. Matthew 6:15. Where he says, let your light so shine. So our choice, let your light shine. You can either let it shine or not let it shine. That whole set of verses talks about if you have a light, why would you put it under a bushel? Why would you hide the light from the town, right? You actually take it to the top of the mountain and you let it shine to give everyone light. So he says, let your light shine so that men may see your good works. People will see all around us every day when we let our light shine. They'll see our good works. They'll see what happens as a natural result of letting our lives shine. And it says, and then the natural result will be that your Father in heaven will be glorified. Isn't that the coolest thing, that as we let our light shine, as we make the decision to give our yes every day, that the result of that will be that our lives will shine and men will see our good works, right? And that the natural result of that will be that our Father in heaven is glorified, that God is glorified. And they get to look at us and go, wow, that life you live, how? Who? What? And we get to share with them that it's our Jesus. We get to walk with our God and we get to walk with our Jesus, and that's what helps us to shine. And so that's our encouragement today. And those are tools that we're giving you to be able to apply to your life today as well. That when you hit the lie that says, I'm not created for this, realize that if you're following the desire of your heart, then God will equip you to do it. If you hit the lie that says that Jesus did it, now it's all up to my own effort, then you get to say, mm-mm, he said, not on my own strength, he's going to help me to do it. If you come across the lie that says, oh, this is a roadblock, means you mustn't go further and you mustn't, you know, obviously you use wisdom, and if the Holy Spirit say no, then you shift, right? But if it's just a normal roadblock on the way to your desire and you're doing it with Jesus, then you get to say, ah, this turns from a stopping stone into a stepping stone. So we bless you guys to use these tools and to apply them to your journey, to go on an adventure with Jesus today and to show up. And we are so excited because we're putting a course together, really just ways to walk with each other through this. We've walked through this journey of showing up and showing off for a couple of years now, coached many, many people through it. And we're going to be putting some coaching sessions together. We're going to do group coaching together. We're going to learn how to put declarations together. We've got a whole plan on the board there of how we're going to give you the tools that will enable you to walk this through in your life too, so that we all get to go on these adventures with Jesus today and every day. So Jesus is inviting you to go on an adventure with him. Will you accept?